Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. Huzzah!
Somebody's in their Ren Faire mood.
I went to Ren Faire today, bitches!
She didn't even invite me. It's crazy.
First of fucking all, the athletes here. Hello, Henrik Rigetnig. Rigetfit.
Hey, I love you all.
Rigetfit. People loved you on our episode, by the way. Did I tell you how much good feedback that episode got?
No, actually, you did not.
Damn. Maybe I was waiting for this very moment to tell you.
Yeah, maybe you can enlighten me a little bit.
In this moment, the people loved hearing your vulnerability and thought we communicated very well.
Wow, would you look at that?
And people were like, I'm going to show this to my boyfriend because I want to sit down and be able to have a conversation like this with them.
Hell yeah, that's what I love to hear.
You changing the game, brother.
We take it one step at a time, you know? As you... Absolutely destroyed at LaCroix.
I was thirsty all of a sudden. I'm thirsty because I went to the Ren Faire, bitches. Your girl got horny. Is there a hornier place? Henrik, you went last year with me. And spoiler alert, we didn't know it at the time, but I was pregnant at the Ren Faire last year. And I was wearing a corset that was cinched to the gods, honey. I was tied up. She was tied up. And remember, I was wearing like a wedding-looking veil, and someone congratulated me on my recent marriage. And I was like,
yeah, you were actually.
Is that what you got out of my outfit, lady? I thought I was wearing like a cute princess veil.
Well, I mean, I'd say so.
I'm a virgin.
Keep telling yourself that, you know?
Listen, you went last year. Would you agree that the Ren Faire is quite horny?
A very palpable horniness.
Ooh. Is it just because there's like titties out, cinched waist, men in heels? We are all eating corn dogs on a stick. Everything looks phallic. Like, why are we so weird and horny? It's my Coachella, by the way.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because I've not ever been... I mean, Ren Faire was very... like. Literally never even heard of it before that. Like, Canada Calgary Stampede, that was, like, the closest thing to something like that I'd ever been to.
And you went, you, like, did a full, you went balls to the walls.
No, it was quite enjoyable as, like, an inner nerd myself with the, like, Comic-Con kind of thing. I'd never go to a Comic-Con, but sounds like fun to dress up as, like, your favorite character.
Oh,
like
we have a beast that has awoken from his nappies. Good morning, hippie. You want to come cuddles in a podcast with us? Come on.
No, I want to see Henny. Come here.
No. Hippie. You better come to your mother. This boy missed Henny so much that he's been abandoning me for you cuddles a lot lately.
Yeah. It's been boys' nights every night of the week. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, it wasn't boys' night today. It was boys... yeah, okay, it was boys' day today while I went to the Ren Faire.
Yeah, exactly.
With my fellow queer and queen friend of the pod, Kevin Sullivan. He went as, like, an elf, which I guess what made him an elf was he was just wearing, like, a regular, like, khaki outfit and, like, elf ears.
Sounds very similar to last year's...
A lot of guys just don't know what the fuck they're doing. Because the women, we go full out.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I remember last year when we got there, there was like girls that were there forever just getting dressed and doing their makeup there and shit like that.
Like, honestly, there was not a single girl I saw today that didn't have at least like $100 worth put into their outfit. No, you know what I mean?
At least. I mean, I think I put at least $100 into mine last year. Like,
and you were like, you know... You weren't crazy.
No, I was very reserved.
Yeah, and you were just like a peasant town person.
And when I tell you I had the peasant shoes, they literally melted off my feet by the end of the day. Oh my God, it was crazy. They literally, I was walking and the souls just started falling off.
I mean, we were like living in Ibiza times, baby.
But hey, you gotta commit to the part.
Oh man, I had a fucking blasty blast. I left here at 9:30 a.m., got there promptly. It's about 45 minutes away. Tell me how I got there at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I
blasted.
Booked it there. I was like, we are not hit in that fucking traffic, because it was the last day of the run fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh wow, last day.
Yep. Oh my God, we booked it so fast. We got there. We were right at the front of parking. We got there. There wasn't a sun ray in the sky. It was beautifully overcast. Mm-hmm. Because here's the other thing about all the nerds like myself that go to run fair. We're pale.
As can be.
We don't like the sun, y'all. And it was a beautifully, like, warm but overcast day in Southern California, baby.
Last year it was very sunny. I remember
it was really sunny.
I don't know if you got sunburned or somebody got sunburned.
We all did.
And yeah, it was a rough one. Yeah.
And this year I also bought my ticket yesterday because I really didn't think I was going to go this year because I didn't really have anyone to go with. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, last minute, pulled up,
stepped up,
came through, stepped up, became the father I needed. And I pulled out my box of costumes and I tried on about like 4 different slutty things. And here's the thing about like going slutty to Ren Faire. You can't half ass it.
No, no, no.
Like, you have to full ass it.
It's like Halloween. Like, you're not half assing a slutty cop. Or
no.
Like that. You know, you're going balls to the wall.
Yeah, because the other thing is once you get there and you see how full out everyone else is, you're like, God damn it. Why didn't I fucking dress up more? So I put on like 4 or 5 slutty things and I was like, ah. Oh, you know, it's not in my heart today. I'm not ready to be the center of attention. I don't want to be the girl that everyone's like, oh my God, cute. Like, I didn't have
brag.
It. Listen, I know where I shine.
Right.
Okay. And it's a fucking run fair. So I whipped out an old jester costume of mine. Full coverage. Long sleeve, droopy wizard sleeve.
Let me tell you, you were looking hot this morning in that thing. She was
fuck
having like 2% skin showing.
And he was like, you might as well be wearing a turtleneck. And I went into the bathroom. I threw my hair up in space buns. And I did a look with my makeup.
Hey,
it was
definitely
a look.
Giving jester.
It was giving jester. We went colors. We went face. I was serving and comfy shoes. And I went, you know what? I'm just going for the fucking vibes this time. Going for the fucking vibes. And I had such a good time. Everyone there is so horny. There's like this air of, and there's no other way to describe it besides,
which is always the weirdest thing to me, because there's literal children. Like, there's so many children there. It's like a very childish but not childish thing at the same time.
It's not Disney.
No,
like,
no,
we are not dressing up to make the children have a good time.
No.
This is
it's
not
an adult.
There
affair.
Are far more adults than children.
Yeah, yeah.
And at Disney, I'd argue there's more children than adults.
You'd hope so, at least. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, those Disney adults, man, they fucking, they go, we can't talk bad about Disney adults because they are online. And they will find us.
I respect it.
Yeah,
respect
we respect
hustle,
you.
To be honest. But also, I remember learning one thing last year about the Ren Faire that's a little naughty.
I bet you was giving me the same thing I taught Kevin this year.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Tell
us. I want to hear it from the...
About the tails?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So this is what I've heard from the kink community that also, if you're looking at the Venn diagram of like kinky people and Ren Faire people...
And also, this would be like, if anybody that wants a drink at the Ren Faire, this is a great drinking game.
Oh, my God.
Every tail you see, you take a drink.
Oh,
like
my God. You're sloshed.
As soon as I heard that, I was just on the hunt looking for tails.
And supposedly, however many tails they have hanging out their back pocket is how many lovers they would like to take.
Take.
At once.
Okay.
So... Cat of nine tails, I see you, girl, and I applaud you. It wasn't that kind
of
day for
world.
Me. Yeah, truly. Yeah, the bigger the tail, the bigger the male. Hey, I got there. I really didn't think I'd find the end. But I had a great fucking time. Like, I was there from open till nearly close.
Yeah, because, okay, so I did not ditch. I was just, I had other plans going on. And
he was invited.
What was it, last night? Where it was, she just like, or no, you posted a TikTok about last year's Ren Fair. Yeah. And I was just like, why'd you say 2024? Why didn't you just like pretend it was this year if you're not going to go or something like that? And then she said, well, you know, maybe if I go tomorrow, you know? And I was just like, wait, what? In like literally 10 hours from now, 12 hours from now? She said, yeah, why not?
Like, maybe I'll
you
go.
You want to go?
I'm going
like,
to go.
I'm like, you know I have plans tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
And then inevitably, my plans got canceled.
Yes.
Like an hour before I was supposed to go. And so,
man, you would have loved it. Because you know what, bitches? There is nothing, oh my God, that gets us going than seeing a hot dude dressed up for Ren Fair.
Do you want to tell them about your setup from last year? That you set me up with the winches?
The winches!
I never felt more... I
objectified?
Think, no, well, I was going to say betrayed, but honestly, I still, to this day, I think this was the most blindsided I felt from Kelsey.
I got you good.
Yeah, it was.
So there, I think we talked about it on last year's episode, but there's a really popular like dirty adult show called like the two wench sisters, or something.
Yeah, something like that.
The Wet Wenches, and I had seen it the year before, and I knew that they picked on men. This is like the whole show is just them like picking on hot dudes and making them feel silly. And so I knew, I was like, oh, we should sit close by because Henny's a good looking dude. He's 6'5". He's out there. He's big. He's got baby blues. Like, he sticks out. Like, you're in a crowd, you're going to look at him. And I said, I fucking knew if we sat up front, they were going to fucking pick him. And sure enough, I let him feel safe by letting a few games go by without pointing at him. But then sure enough, when it was time for the big game.
When it was the one she knew was going to be the worst one.
The most embarrassing.
She, like, basically pulls up a big old red sign saying, pick this guy.
I did. And like my two gays that we were with were also like, pick him. Yeah.
They picked
him and he couldn't say no. And if one thing Henny hates, it's being the center of attention. But that motherfucker will put on a show if he's going to have to go up there.
Yeah. I'll preface it as I'd rather not, but if I have to, I will deliver.
So when they made them do a dance competition, what does this sweet, sweet boy do? He takes off his shirt and the crowd went wild and he starts twirling it around his head and he's dancing with the wenches don't even know what to do with themselves. They were not expecting that.
They were starstruck.
And you ended up winning the dance competition, which then they made you do something more where they made you run to the back of the audience and profess your love to me publicly, which we had not said I love you yet.
It was
like the big finale. It was really good.
Yeah.
We missed the wenches this year, but we did go see a guy named Brune, I think is his name. It was very funny. He's like a stand-up comic. And it's just like, when do you ever get to see like live performers juggling, doing the thing? It was just a good old time. And I'm going next year. And we're going to fucking prep. Okay? We're going to go to the thrift stores. We're going to get the costumes. We're going to get everything ready. And we're going to do it right next year.
I mean, it's definitely it's definitely a thing you got to try at least.
Thank you.
Because last year I was just like, yeah, sure. Why not? Let's try it out. But it was a great time.
And I think it's most fun with a group of friends.
Yeah, for sure.
Not like more than seven or eight, because then y'all get separated.
I would say a perfect is like 4 to 5.
5 or 6, yeah. Real quick, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and then when we come back, the whole reason I have you here was to play a game, but I just started yapping at you like you're my bestie. I can't stop. Okay, BRB.
Confidants, have you ever just felt like a little off, not totally like yourself? Maybe you're feeling a little bit tie-tie. Ugh, I know I have been going through a lot of stress recently, and I've learned that it's maybe not sometimes just stress or, you know, lack of sleep. It could be hormones at play. And that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. I actually took the quiz and it suggested that my body might be overloaded with the hormone estrogen, which could be affecting me in all different kinds of ways. And I got to start taking Hormone Harmony, which has helped with bloating, chronic fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, and so much more. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. And if you take this quiz, you're going to learn a lot more about your hormone balance and can make these small, intentional changes. We love that, Confidant. And Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, which we support and love here. And that means only using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, I've been seeing obviously this trend on Tickety Talk on the Clap app. Hippo really wants attention. It's where girls are making painfully straight men guess feminine things.
All right, me and Hippie are over here on the
motherfucker left
on the
me. He left
side.
Me for pets. All right, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items.
Seven
feminine items. I should just call this episode the feminine tax because the shit we got to pay for, bruh.
Hey, don't get me started. I got my own gluten tax over here.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, I forgot. As a celiac, he does have to pay in a way that I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'd be charging $5 extra for a fucking gluten-free version. And
no,
I'm like,
crazy.
That adds up.
No, I spent thousands on gluten tax for sure.
Fuck. I see why you don't want to eat out.
Yeah.
So you have headphones on, but for those who are not watching on youtube.com/ Kelsey Dara, I'm going to make him take his headphones off and whisper to you guys what I'm showing him. And then he'll put his headphones back on and he'll look at the item and you will guess. Mm-hmm. I want you to describe what you're seeing. I want you to talk out your thought process when you see these things, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, none.
Okay. You do win a prize.
Oh,
if you get 5 out of 7 correct.
Okay, decent chance.
Okay, sing a little theme song before we start so I can drink more LaCroix.
Hippity-doo-da, hippity-day. Hippo loves the cheese tax because he loves cheese.
Very good on the
Thank
spot
you.
Improv.
I'm
okay,
so
here we go. Please remove your headphones as I show
okay.
and tell the first item. So the first item is, it's a contour face stencil. Okay.
Hippo enjoyed that one.
Okay.
Okay, so
here
I'm looking at your screen over
is
here.
Your first.
I see red.
Item.
Okay. Starting off strong. Red curved with like 3 empty vertical. What are those? Like, not cylinders, but 3 slits. That's
Ooh.
The word. 3 slits. 3 slits with
You're
one dot.
You're talking about me in front of me right there?
And what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to guess what this is?
Yeah, what is this? What feminine product is this? You can maybe ask a couple questions that I might give you hints. Like,
is that the literal size of it? Like, 1-to-1 or something like that?
It's not far off, actually. Actually, this kind of is exactly the size of it.
This literally looks like a Graston tool that would get...
A what?
for physio, like Graston, where they'd like dig into your like tissue with like a metal tool. It looks like one of those basically, but obviously not red.
Now, this might not be a product that even some women or femmes know about, just because like not every femme or woman needs it, but I will give you like a clue. You asked another question. I don't want to give you too much away.
Okay. Well, the first thing is it something to do with hair?
No.
No. Okay.
Hair?
Thought maybe you could like toss it up in a bun or something, you know, use the slits, get the hair going. I don't know. Never seen it, but hey. Why is it so curved?
Ooh. Ooh, he's observant. I forgot he's an engineer at heart.
Are you going to be able to answer that?
Okay. Why is it so curved? I will give you a hint. It is flexible, and you would use it. Everyone would use it way, but it would create different things for different people.
Is it insertable?
I would not insert this into your body.
Oh, jeez. It's bendy, though.
Mm-hmm.
And gives different results.
Okay. Any guesses? Final guess? Final answer?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Okay. This is, give us just even a guess.
Oh, it's, you use them as toe spacers.
What is it?
You know toe spacers you use for your toes?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's not a terrible guess.
No, that's horrible, but
so this is a contour stencil.
Oh, for makeup.
Yes. Oh. So this is specifically a nose contour stencil. So you put it on your nose.
What are the slits for, though?
Your nose, that's where you put the contour.
Oh, I see.
So you see those three lines? Uh-huh. That goes on the two sides of your nose, and then the one down the middle, and then the dot just goes boop right on the tip of your nose. You want a little bit of like boop, like a little highlight, like a little donut. Boop. Just like a little reindeer.
Okay. Basically like a glorified nose strip.
But there you go.
You use it for makeup.
Beautiful. All right. Well, take your headphones off. You're 0 for 1.
Yeah. Not so
okay.
So
good. Next. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Item number 2.
Oh, those got to be pimple patches. They look like pimple patches, honestly. What do I get? Questions?
Yeah. What are you seeing? What do you think?
Oh, those are nipple pasties, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Why are they skin colored? Those are nipple pasties.
Got them.
Hippo, that's light work.
Huh? Have you seen these before?
Yeah, I've seen nipple pasties all over the place.
Where?
People use them at raves all the time.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right.
I feel like, I mean, I would say that's a very common thing for.
I have these exact ones.
Nice. It's off now. But.
Oh, but they don't stick very. I've had them for about 7 or 8 years.
Okay, I think you need some new ones. Maybe we should go get you some new ones.
Daddy? Wow.
Who are we saying? You don't use nipple pasties. I've never even seen you think about using nipple pasties.
You're right, bro. I don't give a fuck if I am in the Vatican. My nipples will be erect.
And honestly, I mean, what's
free the nip?
I understand for like performers and stuff.
Yeah,
like you're like yeah, literally like on stage or something like that. But outside of that,
why are we hiding
really
the
cares?
Nips? Yeah,
I mean,
amen. I love you.
Do whatever the hell you want, but
amen. You ain't hurt nobody.
But I mean,
my nipples never poked an eye out.
Ain't nobody be complaining about a little bit of. You know, nipple through a shirt.
You know, this year at the Cannes Film Festival in France, the most prestigious film festival, they created a no nudity in their dress code because it was kind of like the one place celebrities could wear like avant-garde sheer art. And like, it was very like French. It was very like fashion forward.
Sure.
And this year they said no.
Well. That's unfortunate.
That's Trump's America for you.
France.
All right. Yeah, exactly. He's got reach, unfortunately. All right. Headphones off. Okay. And here we go.
Hey, IUD, baby.
How did you know that?
I've seen plenty of IUDs in my day.
Why?
It's a very common female... What's the word?
What is the word? Is that the mystery of the game?
Birth control, sorry.
How do you know that?
I feel like IUDs are way more common than you think they are.
Have you ever seen one like in somebody?
No, actually, aren't they too far up to be able to like see?
Yes, good job, honey.
Because I mean, yeah, you don't want to be it's too far to be boinking around in there.
Yeah, and did you know this week they are trying to pass some sort of reform on, like, doctors are looking at, they're re-looking at the way we insert IUDs because of how bad the pain is.
Oh, no, I can only imagine. Because yeah. I feel like I've only heard bad things about IUDs.
Yeah, you only hear the horror stories, and it's pretty incredible that it's only now kind of being looked at as, like, maybe we should be giving them, like, Twilight anesthesia or, like, at least laughing gas.
Yeah, because they're always testing on women, you know? They don't even think about it.
I know.
But it is what it is, I guess, unfortunately.
I'm really proud of you. That was really good.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not work.
Headphones
excellent.
Off. This one is the eyelash curler. Okay. Here we go. Next item.
Oh, my God. I used to use these with my mom.
What?
All right. Story time. I'd be out waking up, getting ready for school and shit.
Okay.
My mom always would be getting ready for work and stuff. Uh-huh. I'd go in, have a little kiki with her in the bathroom.
You had a fucking kiki with your mom in the morning before school?
I would literally sit on the edge of the bathtub while she's doing her hair, doing her eyelashes. And I don't know if you know, but I have very straight eyelashes.
He has the longest and thickest lashes, and they point straight out.
Yeah. And I swear that even using those at that early ripe age didn't do anything for
damn,
my eyelashes.
I forgot you have an amazing feminist mother who also probably taught you what a lot of these things are. But also, and he's a mama's boy.
I was, in a good way,
not a weird way. In like a cool way.
Introvert. And I was attached to my mom's hip for a little bit too long.
It's so sweet. But yes, this is an eyelash curler.
Yes, ma'am.
I think very early on in our relationship, I confessed to you that I have trachotillomania.
And I think I realized that I do too.
I also wasn't going to say anything, but I noticed you also.
Oh, yeah. I've got a fucking bad.
Crazy trachotillomania. And I told you that one of my biggest insecurities is how much I pull out my eyelashes. And I just feel like not having lashes on makes me look like a bald bitch. And I just feel like it just gives me it. I just don't feel like me when I don't have my lashes on. Like right now, mm-hmm. I just feel like, oh. Ah.
Well, can I say you look beautiful?
Thank you, honey. You sweet fuck. You sweet fuck. And so eyelash curlers, love them. Have 75,000 million of them. And they come in all different sizes, colors. And they have even like individual lash curlers.
Yeah. I just gave you
the most insane look when I said that. But another trick for eyelash curling is that if you just put your heat from a hairdryer on it for like 5-10 seconds, heating it up. Man. Yeah, and then curl your lashes.
Makes sense.
They will curl better.
Yeah.
All right, you're doing really good. I'm shooketh.
I'm doing my best.
I feel like I'm like worried you're going to know this next one so easy. Okay, get away. It's a beauty blender. Okay. Here we go.
All right, what we got, Hippo? What are we saying? Oh, that's a blender, right? Or like a blush blender.
God like damn it!
I was in the bathroom. I saw that.
It is called a.
I don't know what it's called. Actually.
Beauty blender.
Beauty blender
is the scientific term.
Specifically, you're blending some blush, right? Or no?
You are blending anything. I have.
Oh yeah. Foundation
as
well.
Yeah, I have concealer blenders. I have foundation, blush into concealer. You're basically just pushing your skin with this beauty blender.
Right.
And did you know that they also make like silicone versions of this? So it's like whap, whap, whap on your face so it's easier to clean. Because the problem with these is they get really gross really fast.
Isn't a silicone version of that just a Diva cup? I hope the next one's a Diva cup, please.
You
give me it.
Son of a bitch!
I fucker! I knew there was going to be a Diva cup
over there. Oh my God.
Wow,
how?
I'm so good at
would
this.
You have guessed that that's a Diva cup?
Yeah, I know what a Diva cup looks like.
How?
Again, I
you
feel
have
like
not been in any relationships in a very long time. I think since Diva cups came out.
I don't know. honestly not really sure where I picked that one.
Okay, but I love this for me that you just like know about womanhood.
Like, I feel like I know most women like birth control stuff just because of...
Diva Cup is not a birth control.
Well, it's a preventative in terms of... No, sorry. Period-wise.
Damn I was going to say. I thought we had them, girls. I thought we fucking got them.
No, sorry.
It doesn't prevent your period, by the way.
I still think of birth control, sorry.
Okay, what does it do?
Period. It sits up there, collects the period blood when you're getting a period, and it reduces the amount that you got to clean up. I don't know. Like, you take it out at the end of it.
It's actually quite fascinating. You can leave a fucking
for a long time, right?
For a long time. It's not recommended, but you can. I certainly have kept it in when my flow's low.
Yeah,
I've definitely kept it in. Oh, come back to mama.
He's not giving me enough.
Good pets. Boy.
But I feel like
that's my baby.
I don't know if it was. No, I feel like it must have been a Diva Cup in terms of like hearing a story of like this girl that left it for. Whatever X amount of time that was like, it just was like a horrible situation.
But well, I think it can't like get lost up inside of you, but I think people will forget that they're
in.
I
can't imagine that's great. Because
they're very comfortable if you don't have terrible cramps or anything. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is that because there's no string, you have to go up there.
Yeah, go fishing.
And you got to pull it out. And sometimes the gravity... Like the suction, it's basically like a suction cup.
Gets stuck somewhere.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I've had it up there where I've been like, like trying to fucking pull it out.
You got like a plunger stuck.
Literally, you got to plunge it out your puss. And the other thing is it's a cup that is filled to the brim.
With
blood.
Period blood.
With blood. And so it comes out and like. If you don't got your fingers on that slimy thing,
slipping around.
Oh, bro, you're dumping a shot of period blood on someone's.
Lovely.
Not that
imagery.
I've definitely done that at an influencer party in a very fancy mansion. But I have.
Okay. Like to hear more about that later.
Well, you're on to your last one, which I know you're gonna get, but
Okay, so I didn't go to 7 or 7.
Okay. You know what these are, and I feel so dumb.
Those, wait. The first thing that reminds me of is toe spacers, now that I'm thinking about toe spacers. But those are for, they clearly hold different things. But also, I would almost feel like it's hair as well, but you might actually have me on this one. They're, I think. I'm seeing these. I need to describe what they are for the audience. They're a long, I don't know. It almost looks like a comb, but they're not with teeth or whatever you want to call them. They got little heart shapes on them, too.
What'd you guess? Final answer. For the $1 million.
Well, I still get 5 out of 7, to be honest.
That's really good. This,
but it's a hair accessory.
It's a toe spacer. You were right. They're toe spacers. No,
they're just fancy looking toe spacers.
Bro, I'm shook, so impressed, so proud. I can't believe how well you did. I tried to get, like, I knew a lot of girls put, like, gua shua stones in there.
Yeah, I would have got that.
But I've given you so many facials, I know you know what a gua shua stone is. Hippo brought me his big butt plug toy.
The one I've definitely never seen was the first one with the...
The contour stencil,
I think maybe I could have got there in another life,
No, you would have gotten there with me at some point. There's no beauty product I won't try. No trick I won't track.
You used the beauty one
my nose is very thin. I got a real skinny nose.
You do.
So
have a skinny nose.
It's hard to find one that's like the right fit for me. Plus I'm more of a freehand contour girly. I'm an artiste, you know.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah,
I've never seen you draw within the lines of anything. If I know,
color outside the lines.
Yeah, if I could say one thing to describe you is you color outside the lines.
Amen, sister. Honestly, honey, this was such a joy. It was a quick one. It was a fun one. Hey. Anytime I get to hang out with you and laugh and have a goof time. Oh, Hippo's just, look at him. He knows when a camera's on him. He's a ham and a half. Penny, where can the people find you? Because we just, you're going to post a TikTok of us. We did a fun little TikTok together on your page. Yeah. What is it?
My TikTok is just my Henrik Rogetnik, H-E-N-R-I-K. And on Instagram, it's Rogetfit as well.
How do you spell that?
R-E-G-I-T and then fit.
My little Swedish boy. Confidants, I just put more items on my caked up on Etsy. Go get a caked up item. They're very cute. You can also order something custom. Also, what's up for summertime? Are you guys going on any trips? I'm about to go to Rome and I need recommendations. If you've ever been to Rome, let me know what I should do, what I should eat, what I should see, who I should slurp. Okay, confidants, I'll see you next week. Bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.